wait.
Wait, I said, you need to wait a damn minute because the Opinionated Brothers are back. To do that real quick. Woo-wee. What is going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, new episode, new getting off break, new season, new feeling good, feeling great. Just, oh my God. I'm good. Hope everybody's feeling good right now. Hope you have a great summer. Welcome back to the Opinionated Brothers. I am one of your hosts, Tyronza, Big Ty. You feel what I'm saying? Is in the building. I know Ty the Pie Guy is, you know, that name is trumped. If you want to find out why, you can go to our Patreon. But yeah, you're gonna have to call me by my full name. And if you can pronounce my full name, Ty will be fine. You feel what I'm saying? And I got it right down and below. Where can I point? Right, hold on, down, bam, there you go, right there. It breaks it down into three syllables. Tyronza, I got you. But first of all, I want to say, big hen dog. Big HD and Scrap are with the kids right now, so they are on daddy duty. So let's give some love to them for real. They're on daddy duty right now, making sure that the kids are okay, making sure that my cousins and my nephews are getting ready for school, because back to school is happening. So get ready for a lot of that. I hope a lot of back to schoolers are, you know, a lot of parents going, you know, taking their kids back to school. You know, I hope that you are, you know, making sure that they are dressed appropriately, right? Some of these back-to-schoolers are not dressed appropriately. And parents, we need to make sure that our kids are dressed for success. Do y'all remember that? Or is that just me? I just remember when there was a time for dressing for success. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't know how many times that was drilled into my brain for dressing for success. And it's funny, when I go up to interviews now, you know, it doesn't matter which one, I always dress for success. And it and the people look at you like, wait, for this job you're dressing like that? Of course, like that. You always have to dress for whatever you're coming to. You understand what I'm saying? And so I just hope that we that you guys as the parents are, you know, making sure that your children are dressing for success, because from what I've seen so far, it looks like a lot of your kids are either going on the block or going on the stripper pole. So I'm just saying that's what it looks like to me on the social media. Don't have me reacting, right? I'm back doing reactions as well. You feel what I'm saying? Listen. We have a lot to get into. I'm kind of happy that this is a solo episode. You feel what I'm saying? Because now we get to have a conversation. I've missed you guys for a while. You feel what I'm saying? So let's get right into it. I don't even want to hold y'all up. New segment alert. All right, new segment alert. Clip of the week. Clip of the week. Now, this is from the good brother, Mr. Super Ray 14K, who has undoubtedly, literally has made my summer break one of the funniest it has ever been. I appreciate him for his videos. I appreciate him for his commentary. For those who are listening to this audio program, if you would like to go watch our audio program, please subscribe to our YouTube, Epic Echo Productions, right now, and let's play our clip of the week if we can.
Because who the fuck is on the side of a motherfucking volcano as it's erupting? I want to really, really know who the fuck these people is. I want their face. I want their address. I need their Instagram right now. Who is them niggas and what was they up there looking for? God.
Literally. That's crazy. Let me see if I can play it for y'all one more good time for the people in the back who may not have heard it. You feel what I'm saying? Because I want to make sure you guys hear it. You know what I'm saying? But if you didn't hear it, listen. People are crazy nowadays. You understand what I'm saying? And the fact that you will go on the side of a volcano is crazy to me. While it's erupting. No fucking less. Right? You're going on the side of a fucking volcano and it's erupting. Do you understand what I'm saying? This volcano is erupting and you're standing on the side of it. Let me play it. Just the audio part, just for the people that's listening.
Because who the fuck is on the side of a motherfucking volcano as it's erupting? I want to really, really know. Who the fuck these people is? I want their face. I want their address. I need their Instagram right now. Who is them niggas and what was they up there looking for? God.
Because they had to be looking for Jesus. I mean, Jesus had to be calling their names on the side of that volcano as it's erupting. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and then you see these little niggas sliding down. I'm like, what are you sliding down for? What is happening? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? So shout out to our clip of the week. Again, that's Super Ray 14K. You go check him out on Instagram right now. You feel me? Again, one of the funniest men to doing these reaction videos and just reacting, period. All right, guys, let's get right into it. Should we get into our MVPs and our clowns, or should we get right into our summer break? Let's keep it how we always keep it. Let's not even do that. All right, MVP of the week this week. I'm very excited for this. Very excited for this man. Zion Williamson is our MVP of the week. Have y'all seen his latest picture? Have y'all seen my man's? Who decided to definitely get in the gym and take what a lot of people have been saying to heart. Literally, like let's post the other picture that's been really circulating right now. The one where he's, you know, probably Make a Wish Foundation or whatever, hugging some kids. And he looks completely different. Now, I don't know if it's Ozempic, but he probably used that and working out. Probably there's a regimen in there, right? I'm not saying he's on Ozempic. I'm not saying that. I know what Ozempic looked like, right? But he looks great here. Physically, he looks phenomenal. Like, he's going to be a problem in the NBA this coming season. He's not playing. And I think New Orleans is like, hey, you want us to keep giving you your money? You're going to have to give us something in return to a degree. Like, you are the star here. You're the star of the team. And so when you're the star of the team, you got to make sure that you are setting the example. This right here, listen, the Shaqs have told you, the Charles Barkleys have told you, all the big men in the world have really told you what to do. And it was like for a minute, you didn't want to hear them. I get it. You're young. You want to do what you want to do. I get that, bro. But as we continuously get older, and this is a 30-year-old talking to a young 20-year-old. Bro, as we continuously get older, we got to make sure our bodies are right. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm glad he's in this shape. However he's doing it, you understand what I'm saying? However he's doing it, I'm praying that it's a healthy way, right? But however he's doing it, he looks fantastic. This Zion is what I think people were talking about, right? Explosiveness. Not too much on your knees. Because Zion is explosive. He can get to the basket no problem. The problem was his weight. You're coming down hard on your ankles. What do they say about most power forwards and centers? They're tall, either bulky and stocky, or lanky and long. But the common injuries are the knees and the ankles. And so it's like, yo, if you're going to be the dunker that we know that you can be, the phenomenal player that we know that you can be, you're going to have to shed some pounds. And I get it. That New Orleans food be hitting. Shout out to New Orleans, boy. I can't wait to go down. That's one of the places I have not been to, I don't think. But I would know because of the food. But I have not. And I will soon. Okay. But I know that New Orleans food is hitting. It's hitting on something. I know it. You ain't gotta tell me, Z. You ain't gotta tell me, big dog. I get it. So I'm excited to now. I'm really excited to see what the Pelicans can do. If Zion doesn't get injured, that game, I don't know what game. Maybe that was the Lakers. I don't know, you know, if that game, you know, they lose that game particularly. But we'll see. I'm very excited to see what transpires with Zion. And shout out to you losing that weight, brother, for real. All right, let's get to our clown of the week.
Trash!
Yep. All right. So we've given this man, I believe, clown of the week once before. At this point, I'm just a little bit perturbed at, I think, this man's lack of awareness at this point. Can we talk a little bit about Tyrese Gibson? And what the hell is going on with him? I seen his interview on The Breakfast Club. I didn't watch much of it, but I seen it. Because honestly, I'm tired. I seen the entire one he did before this one. Him and Envy going back and forth. Him and Charlamagne having a little spit to spat. I'm like, bruh, you up here trying to promote something. What is it? And then the album comes. Nobody really buys the album, but it's a, I guess, great album from what we hear. Okay, cool. Now you're trying to promote something else. Oh, Tyrese tries to clear the air with DJ Envy. Clearing the air for what? What do you niggas need to clear the air for? Huh? Grown ass men can't pick up the phone. And what the fuck do you got on right now, nigga?
Trash!
This is you. At the fucking, what is that, LA Rams game? Preseason game singing Marvin Gaye, trying to be Marvin Gaye? Is he singing in a Marvin Gaye movie? Somebody help me to understand what the fuck is going on with this man. Somebody, anybody, please. Because this is not the Tyrese that I watched. This is not the Tyrese that I grew up with. I'm like, nigga, you done got that movie money, whatever money, and it's getting to your whoa. There is no way. Like, you crying on camera and Charlamagne is laughing at your ass. Again, I'm gonna say that again. You're crying on camera and Charlamagne is laughing at you. And I'm sitting here like, is this a joke? I'm trying to be so serious, right? I'm not even trying to be funny. Are we joking right now? Is this what we are we joking right now? Okay. Like, stop playing with me. Tyrese, I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. But brother, You need to work that shit out. Because this motherfucker right here, where did you get the sideburn? Like, where did you get the sideburns? I was like, what? I hope I see this in a movie. If I don't see this particular scene that was roaming around social media in a Marvin Gaye approved biopic, my first initial theory is that yo ass is crazy. And you're not going to tell me nothing different. Because if I don't see a fucking biopic in the next year or so, my nigga, you're wild. For coming to a Rams game, somebody asks you to perform, maybe pays you to perform, and you come looking like Soul Train. You and Jonathan Majors could have definitely been brothers. What the fuck? What is wrong with y'all? My God. All right. Summer break recap. I want to just recap that really quick. I don't want to maximize that nigga. So our summer break recap. Listen, as I told our Patreon members, I did not podcast a lot this summer. I did tell you guys that I was going to be on the Patreon, that, you know, I was going to sit here and, you know, just be. And nope, I did nothing of that. I did nothing for the last 3 months. I was like, yeah, I'm not podcasting, yo. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it. If my brother and my cousin, if my co-host want to do it, you feel me? Then cool. But I'm not about, I wasn't. You feel me? So, more so, I went to go see concerts, went to go see SWV and Escaping Concert, that tour, which was fantastic. Talked about that on the R&B and Chill podcast on our Patreon if you want to go check that out. What else? Went to go see Missy Elliott. Can't wait to discuss that with y'all on the R&B and Chill podcast because that was fucking phenomenal. Oh my God. I was just a little bit outside. Right? I was just a little bit of outside. You feel what I'm saying? And honestly, I liked it like that. Like, to some of it, I was outside. To some of it, I was mostly in the house. And I did deal with a hint of depression, right? Just been, you know, with job hunting and shit like that, because the job market has been just tritadash. It's just ridiculous. But you know, hit a depression, but a little bit. So my motivation with podcasting kind of just left, in a sense. I just didn't want to pick up a mic, and I was good with that. First real summer that I took off, you know, on a break, and said, "Yo, just not do this shit." And I'm okay with that. I'm truly okay with that. You feel me? And going into our next topic, this was kind of my last outside, you know, summer type thing. You feel what I'm saying? So podcast movement was a vibe. You feel what I'm saying? So I got the opportunity, humble opportunity. Shout out to Jared, the CEO of Podcast Movement, invited me out to Podcast Movement. First time, right? First time. And as a first timer, this isn't my first rodeo when it comes to podcast conferences or festivals, right? But this is my first Podcast Movement. So one of my goals was to make sure, Two of my goals were to make sure that I pass all my business cards, right, which I did, shout out to that, and to make sure that I observed the room, right? Now, here are my pros and here are my cons when it comes to podcast movement. Pros. Podcast movement is that shit, okay? They don't call this the largest conference for podcasters, though, podcast creators, those in the podcast and media space, networks, right? They don't call this the largest for a reason, for no reason. It's for a reason. Shout out to the Gala Resort and National Convention Center. Amazing. Upgraded my room. Was amazing, right? What else? Shout out to all the people that I network with. Where's my bag? I don't even got my bag. I didn't even got the bag with me. But they gave us a little swag bag, you feel what I'm saying? The food that was, there, which I have to give a shout out to Patreon, Buzzsprout, Dystopia, who else? Probably Descript as well, who understood the assignment. Because one of my cons is that the hotel did not have a lot of great food options, but I'm going to get there. But they understood the assignment with free food and free drinks. Understood the assignment. So shout out to y'all. I love you. You feel what I'm saying? What else? Saw my friends at Asha. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Asha. Saw my friends over at Asha, who, distributes our network and our podcast. So shout out to them. That was amazing to see them. Connecting with some dope friends. Shout out to Dom. Shout out to Corey. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Santi. Shout out to Ralph. Shout out to Paul. Shout out to Samori. Shout out to Q. You feel what I'm saying? Who else? My God. So many others, man. New faces, old faces. Shout out to my guy from the Hooker Gate podcast. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so many good people. Good vibes, good people. And let me tell you something. Again, that hotel was beautiful. A maze to get through, and my feet are still killing me, but amazing nonetheless. Now, here are the cons. The first con is going back to what I said about the food. The food options were just ridiculous, all right? $15 for like a Cobb salad, right? $16 for a wrap. And I'm looking at y'all like, what in the fuck? Now, the Harbor Social, who was downstairs in the hotel, shout out to them, had some of the best food to me because their wings and truffle fries were amazing. However, they opened at 4 p.m. And I hated that, because their prices were reasonable and their food was good. Now, I cannot sit here and give a pro or a con about the Old Hickory restaurant in the hotel because I was not there, right? But what I can say is the food was just a little too pricey for my blood this go around. You feel me? Probably could have been good, probably was good, but nah. And I think hotels need to stop not having room service after 12. I was lit all 3 days. All 3 nights. Well, yeah, all 3 nights and all 3 days. Come on, man. I need some room service. Come on. I don't care if you're gonna upcharge me. I'll pay for the food. For food, I'll pay for it. Especially if it's good. And I know the kitchen's good because I went to a multicultural event, right? The multicultural event, And they had paella, beef, salad, these little beautiful chocolate little squares and shit. Like, oh my God. I was like, oh yeah, this is lit. I said, somebody's Spanish grandma is back there whipping it up. You feel me? Like, when the, it was great. It was great. My mouth watering right now. What else? What else? Oh, and as much as there were so many vendors, shout out to all the vendors that were there, and shout out to all the meetups, shout out to, you know, everything. In terms of the independent podcaster, and this is what I might have to discuss and maybe have a, maybe speak at later, maybe speak at next year. Independent podcasters, the meetups, right? I always look at placement and how that looks. I'm always observing. The independent podcasters meetup was all the way in the back. And I do mean all the way in the back. And what got me wasn't that it was just all the way in the back. It got me because I had so many independent podcasters come up to me, and shout out to you guys, we will be working in the future, asking for a production company. I gave them my spiel, boom, right? A lot of those same faces I did not see in those rooms, in that room specifically, right? And there were independent podcasters that I met there, connected with. Shout out to Bacon Is My Podcast. Shout out to them guys over there. Who I really sat here and connected with and asked, like, hey, how you do this? How you do this? And they were giving out so much game. So it was like, one, we're independent podcasters are in the back. So that lets me know, I was about to say you don't care. Not to say you don't care, but you don't care too much. You feel me? And I did feel like that. I'm not going to lie. I felt that in my soul, in my spirit. I did feel that. But I also did feel like there was a lot of podcasters of color, BIPOC. BIPOC was right in the front. So the fact that independent podcasters wasn't like, you know, at least halfway down the hallway was kind of crazy to me. And the fact that a lot of BIPOC members who I know, or BIPOC podcasters who I know for a fact, are independent podcasters. We're not in those rooms, maybe looking for a new game, maybe looking to sprout some new game, maybe to give game. That's all. That's really it. I think everything else was great. I got donuts galore. Shout out to Pam. You feel me? It was great. It was amazing. It was great. Wait, I'm trying to see, like, is somebody knocking on my door, or is people just moving stuff? I think people just moving stuff. All right. So let's get into the Olympics, right? Do you want to get into the Olympics, Kat? What you want to say about the Olympics? About Paris 2024, huh? Because we what did we take home? 40? We tied China for 40. But 40 golds, but we took home the most medals. Here are some of the things, the highlights that I took away from the Paris 2024. Shout out to LeBron, KD, and Steph. That era of Olympic basketball. Maybe it'll be here in 2028, but I think has come to an end. The Anthony Edwards, the Jason Tatums, hopefully the Jaylen Browns of the world, the Tyrese Halliburtons, the Devin Bookers, and more will now be the ones to really, you know, hold that mantle now, right? I think we are really going into a new generation of those who now have to put a little bit more on their shoulders to carry the weight of the NBA. Because I think when you look at those three men, especially in the picture that they had, right? Now, I'm mad I couldn't find it. especially in the picture that they had of them all three together, right? Steph looking at the camera and, you know, KD and LeBron looking away. I think it could be said like, hey, that these three men, their era of basketball, man, the way they was running shit, it's about to come to a wrap. It's coming to a wrap before our very eyes, man. But shout out to Team USA women's basketball and men's basketball for killing it. Asia Wilson got the MVP. LeBron got the MVP as well. Shout out to the women killing it through and through. You feel what I'm saying? Asia Wilson is the best women's basketball player in the world. One of the best basketball players in the world, period. Slice it, dice it, weigh it. It's a fact. Period, point blank, argue with your mama. Simone Biles, killing it, of course. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was just like gold, gold, silver, bronze, gold, gold, gold. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to her team winning the floor exercise gold after old white girl McKenzie sitting here really disrespecting her team. Like trying to be very gaslighting and condescending, like, oh, I'm not talking about Simone, but I just think the team got gold on your ass. So shut up. Think before you speak, right? And don't be sitting here crying on social media talking about y'all being mean to me. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. What else? Track and field. Sick that I could not see Shelly Ann Fraser running the race. Track and field is one of my favorite races, one of my favorite events to watch in the Olympics. So to not see her run was kind of sick. To know that her and Shakira had to walk an hour to the building, I would have pulled out the race too. Like, that's some crazy shit. But Shakira, you know, pulled through, got out the silver. And in the 4x100, you know, she came out with her first gold medal. So shout out to all of them. You know, just killing it. You feel what I'm saying? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Noah Lyles, shout out to you, gold medal in the 100. I think in the 200, he got the bronze. So shout out to him. I believe he claimed he had COVID. It's interesting because if you watch his interview with Shannon Sharpe and Ocho on NICAP, my man stood 10 toes down in what he said about that world championship shit. And I was like, oh, no. I get it. I understand what you're saying, Noah. I understand what you're saying, but no. Be Usain Bolt, and then maybe you can have that same conversation, but you're not. And that's not to say you're not fast, because you're considered the fastest man in the world, but you're not faster than Usain Bolt, nor do you have that charisma or allure like him, bro. Because if you did, you would have been with deals up the wazoo where you wouldn't have to have these conversations, where you wouldn't have to say the same shit. Because if you look at it, it's not just about Anthony Edwards and how he plays. It's about the charisma and who he is as a person. His personality literally brings people together. It makes people like him. You can't be mad at that. He's a ball player who's going to be a future champion one day. You mad because you got world championships, gold medals, and you ain't popping out? You don't have that same flair of charisma? That's okay, nigga. Just stop shitting on people who have it. And you don't. That's charisma I'm talking about, and personality. That's all. That's all I'm saying. What else? What else was popping? They want to, and I'll leave it here because that's all I know for real. Now they're talking about the Jordan Childs, I believe is her name, Jordan Childs, who won bronze in the floor exercise. They're trying to, the Olympics is trying to get that back because the Olympics fucked up. I hate y'all, man. How? How do you sit here and fuck up and now I have to be the one? For what? Nope. And then I believe it was said that both of them, both the competitors, I believe it was Germany and her, USA, both of the competitors said, hey, yo, excuse me. We can just split this bitch. Okay? Because y'all fucked up. It wasn't me and it wasn't her. Y'all even fucked up on her scores. So you know what? Can you just, since y'all just fucking up galore, can we just split this bitch? The fact that two young women had to come up to grown ass individuals. Again, I'm going to say that again. The fact that two young women had to come up to grown ass individuals who have claimed to be in this business for so fucking long and y'all having a hissy fit. Nah, we going to fight. Nah, we going to fight. For what? For what? Because you sound dumb. Exactly, Kat. Exactly. You sound dumb. And that was stupid. So those were some of the highlights I took from Paris 2024. Excited for the Olympics to be in L.A. this year, 2028. I won't be there because I know L.A. is going to be on jam. Everything, all the prices are going to be hiked up from what they already are now, and I don't even have to think about the pricing in LA right now as me living in New York. I know those prices are already high. So the fact that the Olympics, yeah, they about to get LA ready. So LA, get ready. The Olympics is coming to you. All right. So let's get into a little bit. Let's get into our last topic before we get to our new segment, the message of the week. The presidential election, excuse me. Trump and Kamala, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump. I guess you can say are in lockstep, right? Excuse me, guys. Food. Because a brother is hungry. You hear me? Hold on. Give me a second. There we go. Come on. Oh, Lord. Really?
Baby, do you want Chick-fil-A? Or, I don't know, something.
Or Wendy's. Like, either one will work. Come on now. Gotta have some Wendy's. Wendy's sound good. So, sorry, y'all. Trying to get some food here. Kamala Harris. Donald Trump, here again. And at this point, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to say this just like I said when Donald Trump and Joe Biden were running. And y'all wanted me to vote for Joe Biden so bad when that nigga sat there and said what he said. Oh, Talba, it's just words. Really? Is it just words? Because for me, it's like, y'all just keep telling people to get out and vote. Not do no research about your candidate. Because there are more local people talking about, hey, local politics. There's more musicians. Shout out to Killer Mike and all of them. Local politics. Are we listening? I don't think so. But we worried about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Shout out to the DNC. Democratic National Convention looks like it's lit. I heard Beyonce is going to be in the building when Kamala is going to be there, right? Amazing. What did I tell y'all at the beginning of this? Kamala is going to sweep the black vote. Now, the black women are going to be at her side for sure. For sure. A lot of black men will be too. And a lot of the BIPOC community will be as well. But as I said before, and I will say it again, I'm not shying away from it. How will she get the white vote? That's all I want to know is how will she get the votes that Donald Trump, to me, has already secured. Now, you can tell me we don't worry about those votes. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Who didn't worry about those votes last time? Hillary Clinton? And y'all saw what? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump used that presidential power to do things so that this term in this election, when we all knew he was rerunning for this specific term, kind of made sure, not kind of, pretty much made sure that he was going to win. Because let's say Kamala does win. Let's say the people that be put her in office. Hold on, guys. I need a spicy chicken sandwich with pepper jack cheese, bacon, a deluxe with bacon, and a lemonade. Deluxe with bacon and a lemonade. Fries, large. Thank you. All right. So when we talk about Donald Trump and Kamala in this retrospect, I don't know, man. Again, bro. I'm trying to focus more on my local politics, more than I do on this national bullshit of campaigns. Sorry, not sorry. Again, because I know what the Republicans are looking for, and it ain't my ass. But I also don't like Democrats just telling people the one thing they need to do is just go out and vote. I heard that shit last term, and I heard that shit the last two terms. Just get out and vote. Get out and vote. It gets to a point where, hold the fuck up. Move the fuck back. What you mean just get out and vote? Why can't I research your happy ass? And if I don't like you, why can't I not vote for you? Oh, because you're going against the... I don't give a fuck what I go against. I'm my own human. I do what the fuck I want to do. And the fact that a lot of people are just going to go vote and not do the research is crazy and diabolical to me. I see that diabolical and demure are the new words on the block. We gotta cut it the fuck out. Okay? But all I'm saying is, for real, do your research on the candidate that you're going to vote for. Even if it ain't these two. Even if it's the liberal, the independent, whatever. Whoever you're going to vote for, do your fucking research. Don't just get out and vote just because niggas told you to. Get out and vote. Ah. And then people ask you, why you voting for Kamala Harris? Why you voting for Donald Trump? He's good for our city. She's just what we need right now. Thank you for your watered down answers. Thank you. But that's not what I need. That's not what this country needs to me. I don't think it needs somebody who but we need him and we need her. Okay. And now that they got she got the endorsement for the Obama, so all the black folks like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Y'all have a ball. Y'all have a motherfucking ball. All right, let's get into our basically the end of the show. I'm so sorry, guys. The end of the show, our message of the week. So usually y'all know at the end of the show, we always leave you off with something, whether it's funny, whether it's, serious, a little bit of both. And the message of the week usually comes from one of us or all three of us, right? And so today, since it's just me, what I want to tell you guys is a little bit more serious, less funny, right? But what I want to tell you guys is really continue to persevere. I know that, I personally know that life is life. Okay? I know that it's getting harder, or wherever you're at, it's hard. It's hard AF. But I'm here to tell you right now that it's going to get better. Keep pushing. Keep striving. Keep moving forward. Even if that's just one step at a time. It's literally one step at a time, no matter what you're going through. One step. Take the time you need to. Do what you need to. Right? Whether you need to cry, scream, yell, beat the pillow, beat the couch, beat the bed. Do what you gotta do in those moments. Now, I ain't saying, but what I'm saying is release the emotions and keep it pushing. I think that's one of the things that I've truly learned how to do over the summer break, is to release the emotions. Because I'm an emotional human being. I understand that about myself. And sometimes I would linger. Nah, I got to a point where I was like, no more lingering. No more. We don't linger no more. Mm-mm. We gonna feel what we feel. Feel that. Whether it's happiness, sadness, whatever, feel it. Then let's keep it pushing. Because we on to the next. So whatever you're going through, I do pray. And I know that it will get better. I pray that it will get better. That God touches you and holds you. All right? We love y'all. We thank y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. Again, follow us on all social media platforms. We're on LinkedIn, Epic Echo Productions, Facebook, Threads. We're everywhere, damn near. Just hit us up, Epic Echo Productions. Follow us, again, on all social media platforms, Epic Echo Productions. No TikTok. I will say that. No TikTok. But do follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Threads, and on Instagram. All right. We love y'all. We thank y'all. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Epic Echo Productions as well. And we love y'all. We'll be back next week with another one. If you would like to see this early, you feel what I'm saying? Go to our Patreon right now. Go to epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to our podcast right there on our website. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm excited to be back. You feel what I'm saying? So we'll see y'all next week for another one. And this has been another one. I love y'all. Y'all be easy and stay breezy. Peace.